With the clock ticking on school finance, Governor Sam Brownback this week called for a special session beginning June 23rd. That gives lawmakers just 1 week to fix what the Kansas Supreme Court has called unconstitutional inequities in school funding, or risk shutting down public schools. And the price tag? In calling for the special session, Governor Brownback said, $38 million.
He was hitting that $38 million and really kind of laying that out as the plan we're looking at now.
KPR State House Bureau Chief Stephen Caranda.
The question now is, where will that money come from?
That was one of the most informative press conferences I've ever seen.
Brian Lowry is a political reporter for the Wichita Eagle.
The governor, well, he didn't say this is a bill I want them to pass. He gave us a lot of information about really how he thinks this get solved.
Usually when we talk about equity, we think about how students need to be treated equitably.
Peter Hancock of the Lawrence Journal World.
How a lower income student, let's say in Dodge City, should not receive an inferior education to someone in Olathe or Blue Valley just because of the zip code that their parents live in. But there's also an equity portion. It deals with the taxpayers. That taxpayers who live in property poor areas, like some parts of Kansas City, Kansas, or inner city Wichita, should not have to pay infinitely higher property taxes in order to raise the same amount of money that you can raise in a place like Burlington with the Wolf Creek Nuclear Power Plant in it, or in places like Olathe that have higher property values. So this part is actually about property tax equity.
That's been kind of some of the frustration from lawmakers, too. We heard the governor say, you know, we're going to have to, or we don't know if we're going to have to, but it seems like he's moving towards appropriating additional money. But that additional money will just mainly go to property taxes. So you're not appropriating additional money that goes directly into classroom. It makes it so, as Peter was saying, taxpayers are paying more equitably across the state.
So what to expect when lawmakers return to Topeka June 23rd?
Potentially chaos. I mean, the question still stands, though. I'm not fully persuaded about whether or not enough lawmakers are fully on board with coming back to the special session, coming back to Topeka to pass a solution. You know, I think most people are going to be optimistic that they will, but I think there's still a lot of persuasion. And when I asked the governor about that, he talked about, well, you know, people actually need to hear from their neighbors and their friends and their constituents. And then that, you know, right now they're talking to the constituents and the constituents are angry at everybody. So I guess the question is whether or not those conversations happening back home push people towards a solution.
In order for this to get fixed, you're going to have to get Republicans to vote for something that they deeply, deeply don't want to vote for, but you're going to have to get them to do it anyway.
I think they will get it done. What I'm going to be watching then is the policy issues they sprinkle in addition to this, because Governor Brownback hinted at this press conference they may need to include some policy issues specifically aimed, I'm guessing, at conservative lawmakers to get them on board with this.
That's KPR's Stephen Caranda, Peter Hancock of the Lawrence Journal World, and Brian Lowry of the Wichita Eagle. I'm Kay McIntyre.